it all
and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Broilmaster. The most durable grill known to man will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Having trouble moving the refrigerator to your basement? Need to move to your new house from your apartment? Simple Moves will move what you can't. Simple Moves is a locally owned and operated full-service moving company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will move stuff around your house or from one place to another at some of the lowest rates in the St. Louis area. For more, call 314-963-3416 or go to simplemoves.com. Simple Moves. We move what you can't.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, I hate folding sheets.
That's your underwear.
Well, whatever it is, it's a two-man job. Where's Bart?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You know, since you played that, That's something else that I cannot do well, and I never have been able to, is fold things. I don't know how to fold anything, especially fitted sheets. How do you fold those?
Oh, there is a way to fold fitted sheets.
Well, I know. My wife knows how to do it.
And you tuck them, you tuck those corners in together and fold them around. It never works. Like, you can look at the tutorial online on YouTube or whatever.
And why do you need to fold them anyway? Just wad them up and put them in the drawer. Exactly. They're sheets.
I know.
Why do they need to be wrinkle-free?
Nobody is going to see them, and you're going to wrinkle them. Well, not if you're married. They're not going to get a lot of wrinkles.
No.
But some things I don't... Like she says to me all the time, I can't believe the way you just throw your underwear in a drawer. Like, she'll wash, and she'll put some underwear, and she'll go, oh, you're going back to the bedroom, take that underwear and put it in the drawer. I just throw it in the drawer.
Yeah.
Why? I don't need to fold underwear.
No.
I've never once... ever had an emergency, I've gone to the hospital, you gotta get your clothes off. Whoa, you must not have folded your underwear. Look how wrinkled they are. And what's the point? I get that it looks better if anybody would open the drawer, but nobody's going to open the drawer with us. I don't know how to pack a bag, don't know how to make a bed, don't know how to iron. I've seen people iron.
Really? You don't know how to iron?
No. I can iron a handkerchief.
Oh, I iron my
shirt.
I iron my shirts all the time.
Pants?
I iron anything.
I can't iron pants.
I do pants.
When you get around the pockets, and it's hard.
And
then you can iron in wrinkles that are worse than the other wrinkles, and then you can't get them out because you ironed them in there. They're ironed in wrinkles.
Yeah, you make that big crease or something.
And then have you ever ironed, like I've in an emergency, I thought, oh, man, I need to iron this because it looks so horrible. And then it's material that won't allow you to iron it directly, and then it gets slick. You slicken it and ruin the material. It's shiny now, and it wasn't supposed to be shiny because you singed it. So I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do a lot of things. There are some things I think men are not supposed to know how to do. Washing clothes. I got married at 21. I went from my house with parents to my house where I was the husband. Boom, boom, like that. On Saturday morning, I woke up in the house living with my parents. That Saturday night, I went to bed in my own trailer, in a trailer court that was my new house. There was no in-between or college or living on my own where I learned how to do any of that stuff.
Have you ever done laundry?
Oh, sure. Like if I'm at the lake and I have, you know, when you have a particular shirt or, yeah, or shorts and you really like them and you just want to wear those, if you wear them for like 6 days and everybody sees you in the same shirt, they know that thing's got to be stinking.
Right. Now.
So you'll wash it. And I know to wash blue stuff with other blue stuff.
Oh, I don't separate anything.
Well, you really should not be washing.
I don't separate it. If you, I don't, but if you wash everything cold on cold, I don't think it matters, though, right?
I don't know.
Oh, it does. I don't know. Some stuff will bleed over. I've never
had anything
what
bleed over.
What I try
over,
to do is dark with dark, light with light. Red could go with blue. Maybe they're not supposed to do that, but I'll put red, blue, green, or whatever together, and then white or tan together, and then do cold water. And then here's the other thing. You got to know how to dry. If you dry it too hot, it'll shrink it up. Depends on what it's made out of.
Right.
I didn't have time to learn all that stuff.
No, I can't afford any shrinkage.
That's what women teach their daughters. We had a class called home ec when I was in school. I don't know if they have home ec anymore.
They do. They call it something different, but they do have it. And remember, the guys always took shop, and the girls
or agriculture
generally took home ec.
In fact, only girls took home ec.
Yeah.
And in home ec, they taught girls how to sew and how to cook and how to clean and how to iron.
Yeah.
I'm going back now to the good old days. And we only ever, in the course of high school, had something like two boys that were in home ec. And they were sissies. We called them sissies.
Yeah.
They may have been gay, probably were, but they were sissies. And we had two boys that were cheerleaders, and they were sissies.
Really?
Sure, because no guy, look, when I was in high school, no guy was a cheerleader. Mm-mm. It was high school basketball or football, and it was girls with little pleated skirts and pom-poms, rah, 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 boo. Go Peon, he's our man, he can't beat him, nobody can.
Kick him in the belly, kick him in the shin, pick him up and do it again.
Hey. Look at that Strauss, ain't he cool? Go dogs, go. Go dogs, go. How can we lose with the stuff he'll use? Go dogs, go. Go dogs, go.
Oh, yeah. Those two guys that were cheerleaders.
Those were the cheers that I remember, because I remember one of the girls who was a cheerleader in 7th or 8th grade. Oh, man, I wish I could remember her name. She was the skinniest girl I'd ever seen, except for when I watched Olive Oil on Popeye cartoons. Olive was skinnier, and the only person skinnier than this girl. She was so skinny, but she was really pretty. And I would go to the games just to watch her cheer. But it was kind of pathetic because her legs were so skinny, and they had those skirts on. It looked like a couple of toothpicks kicking around. But I remember the cheers. I wish I could remember more of the cheers. I do remember... Oh, yeah, we are the Bulldogs, mighty, mighty Bulldogs. Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are. And we tell them we are the Bulldogs, mighty, mighty Bulldogs.
I think every school
could have been a cheerleader.
Every school had that one, because, and then it goes from either Bulldogs, Tigers, Hawks, whatever the heck you were.
Yeah, you just put the player's name in there. Look at that, guys. Ain't he cool? Go dogs, go. Go dogs, go. How can we lose with the stuff he'll use? Go dogs, go. Go dogs, go. Grab me that call. Maybe it'll start a chain reaction with a bunch of calls, because we have nothing today. Today is one of those days when there's nothing going on. This is a great opportunity for you to call and ask anything you want. You want to ask something about us, about the show, about the station, about our new program director, McGraw-Milhaven? Ask us anything you want. We'll probably answer just about everything. So let me give you the numbers. We'll see if we have any Burke segment, and we'll get this thing on the road. Oh, and yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the Bronco chase. Al Cowling's Bronco. A lot of people thought it was Simpson's Bronco. It was Cowling's Bronco. And there was a terrific article yesterday that I didn't get around to as to the history of and what happened to that Bronco. And what happened to Al Cowlings? This is a guy who, if he wanted to, Al Cowlings could command any amount of money he wanted for the first and only one-on-one interview since that chase, because he knows something other people don't know. He was in that vehicle all those hours with that lunatic, O.J. Simpson. And Al Cowlings has never done an interview. He filed for bankruptcy in 1997. He's kind of worked here and there, and nobody, he manages to escape anybody who even starts to hint that they want to corner him and get an interview or some questions. He will not do it. I say, Al, you were bankrupt in 97. You want to pick up a big fat check for about $3 million? Sit down with Katie Couric or whoever, Anderson Cooper, name it. They would pay huge money for an hour with you. Why he won't do that, I cannot imagine. Is it that he's that loyal to Simpson, or that he's that afraid? Because telling the truth might very well let the whole world know he was an accomplice.
Right.
He was, you know, he was charged and jailed with being an accomplice and was released. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Hang on. I got the article right here. I didn't know this either. Al Cowlings. He was released from jail on $250,000 bail after he was charged with aiding and abetting a fugitive. And I guess the charges were dropped. But that's what he was doing. He was
doing it. Oh, sure.
But he never did. I don't think he did any jail time for it, except the little time he sat in jail till he got out on bail. All right, it's all yours. We've gone through everything we had. And you folks now have about 2.5 hours to kill. 314-969-KTRS. Or this number. And this is a secondary number. Go for that first one first. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. Or, if that doesn't work, 888-550-KTRS. This is Aaron. Hello, Aaron. How are you? Wait, hold it. Our button's stuck. There he is. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm living the dream. AM and PM?
Well, you speak for all of us here at this station when you say living the dream. What can we do for you?
You know, you were talking about laundry, and we were just having this conversation last night because my wife yelled at me whenever she pulled my shirts out of the dryer because they weren't turned inside out. And I said, excuse me? What does that got to do with the price of tea in China?
You're supposed to dry it or wash it inside out?
If you have a shirt that has some kind of like screen printing, they have to be turned inside out when you wash them and then when you dry them.
What do you mean?
And I'm thinking to myself, what's the difference?
What is screen printing? What is that?
Like a t-shirt that has like advertisement on it that's not embroidered.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never heard that.
I didn't either until last night, but I'll tell you, I got an earful for it.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
I guess not long enough to know not to do the laundry the right way.
You turn them inside out, right?
Not to do it the right way, exactly. Not to do it. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's your lesson.
To do it now.
Well, here's your lesson. Don't do the laundry. And you were smart to screw it up, because what usually happens is they go, I'll just do it myself. That's what you want.
Well, see, we have teenage kids, and then they try to get away with that, like not loading the dishwasher properly.
Oh,
I'm just going to do it this way.
You hit a big one with me. My wife is constant. Look, if I use a bowl or a glass, I put it in the sink. Why can't you put it in the dishwasher? I don't know why. I don't want to. Because I just put it in the sink because I guess if I didn't, she wouldn't have anything to do.
Well, we had a 45-minute class the other day with a 15-year-old. Exactly how we load the dishwasher. He didn't like it much, but you learned how to load the dishwasher properly.
Do you load it with the forked tines up or down? Knife blades up or down?
Up.
So, yeah, I think that's the way it should be, probably.
Well, and we found out the hard way that if you do it enough times with them down, they get caught into that grid work that the plastic is made of.
That's right.
And they snap the plastic.
Yeah, that's true. I'm telling you, this is a complete education you need just to use the dishwasher. And I've still never understood how putting dishwasher stuff in the door in that little scoop thing gets to the dishes. It looks like when you close the door, it just kind of fall out.
It does. It slides down the door and then down to the bottom of the dishwasher.
Then why don't you pour it in the bottom of the dishwasher?
But that's well, why.
Our dishwasher has a timer on it that it pre-rinses the dishes with hot water, and then you hear the door kick open, and that's when it drops that down, and then it runs through a pump and through the sprinklers on the inside.
I remember my mother a million years ago, and I think it was just jealousy because she didn't have one. And my aunt had one. I wouldn't have one of those things, she said. I wouldn't have one of those dishwashers. That's for people who don't want their dishes to be really clean. Then, of course, years went by, and when I was able to buy her a dishwasher, oh, that was a different story. She didn't have to pay for it.
Your hands look a lot nicer afterwards.
Well, unless you used, what was it?
Palm olive.
You're soaking in it. That gal that did all the manicures. Madge. Yeah. Aaron, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. That's
you're
right.
Soaking in it. What?
Didn't I just say?
Yeah,
I think you did.
Soaking in it, and he didn't.
Yeah, I was just imitating him.
You didn't do it in the voice.
Oh,
you just
oh, is said that it?
You just said I'm soaking.
Okay,
in. And he then said Madge.
Madge's voice. Okay,
you're well, soaking then, in
well, that's very different.
That's different.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
You guys.
I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're talking about cheers and all that. When I was younger, we played hockey up at the Delwood Ice Skating Rink, and we had cheerleaders. And you tell me how the times have changed. Listen to this cheer they used to. The girls would scream, "Rape, kill, pillage, burn. Rape, kill, pillage, burn. Eat babies," to get the crowd going.
Wait, are you kidding?
Nope. Could you imagine that today?
I say bring it back.
What school?
What school?
Hey, I wanted to tell Peon something too about when he went down to Wapapello Lake.
Well, Dan wants to know what school it was.
McClure North.
McClure North.
Okay.
What was it again?
Yeah.
Rape, kill. What was it?
It was rape, kill, pillage, burn. Rape, kill, pillage, burn. Eat babies.
Yeah. If you did that now, every cheerleader would go to reform school, and the teachers would all go to prison. Now, what did you have for Peon?
Well, when he went down to Wapapello Lake, my dad had a place down there, and I was wondering if you went into the conservation department at the spillway and looked in there.
No, we didn't.
Next time you're down there, go in there. You know, you talked about that snake that you got set up with from Angela.
Right.
They've got some big rattlesnakes down there.
Really?
And actually, inside that conservation area, they've got a rattlesnake in there. It's got to be 3, almost 4-inch diameter rattlesnake, 6 foot long.
Whoa!
It's stuck in this box, their box, and it's native, and it was caught down there. It's amazing.
That is a big rattlesnake.
I didn't know we had rattlesnakes here. And
we have rattlesnakes here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But you got them down there. That's when you said you saw one on the path.
Now, I have to tell you, even though
lucky it wasn't one of those. They got a lot of copperheads down there too.
Even though I know we have rattlesnakes in Missouri, I have never ever seen a rattlesnake, and I've lived here for 50 years. I've never seen a rattlesnake here, so I don't.
No, I haven't either. But they're down there. I see a lot of copperheads down there.
And I know I have copperheads, but I've only seen 2 or 3. I've been in the woods where I live now for 28 years, and I think maybe I've seen 3 copperheads. A lot of black snakes, but maybe only 3 copperheads.
And snow shovels.
Yeah, snow shovels with no clothes on. Thanks for remembering. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Don't copperheads hang out around water a lot?
No, it's water moccasins. But I think copperheads might hang. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I was knowledgeable enough about snakes. I have no idea what kind it was.
I wish I could look at a snake. I know what a black snake
is. Yeah.
And I know what a milk snake is. I know what that looks like. It's really beautiful. It's red and striped rings. But I don't know that if I saw a copperhead, I would, hey, there's a copperhead.
I had no idea what it was.
I know what a garter snake, that's easy. It's green. It's
I mean, yeah,
snake.
You could probably try to get close enough to take a picture of it, but that requires getting close to it. Yeah.
Let's go to Jim. I appreciate, by the way, all of you doing the show for us today because it's so hot. And I'm not complaining because I don't want 10 below zero again, but it's just sucked the life out of us. We have no creativity today, so you're doing the show, and we're going to keep it going with Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Just wanted to tell you, last night I was at the ball game, and I saw Johnny Landau sitting about 2 rows in front of me.
Really?
So I went down to him and said, "Are you Frank Opinion?"
he had to hate that.
And he said, "No, no, no, I'm Johnny Landau. This is serious as could be."
Say it like he did again.
He said, "No, no, no, I'm I'm Johnny Landoff.
No, he would have said Jenny. Jenny.
Jenny Landoff. Landoff.
I'm Jenny Landoff. I'm Jenny Landoff.
But I thought I was just screwing around with him. He's taking me serious. He was telling me he wouldn't even bum with you if it wasn't for your wife.
Well, that's true. In fact, nobody would talk to me if it weren't for my wife. Was he nice to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wanted to know my name. And
was his hot wife Mimi with him?
I didn't see anybody with him. Just a.
Or you would have known it. She's hot.
It's a real quick encounter, and I just thought, well, I'm going down there and screw around with this guy. And he took me serious, and I thought you'd get a boot out of here. And
oh, yeah. He hates it when people go to him and mention me. He wants to be the star of the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So thank you for that.
All right, buddy.
All right, Jim.
Bye-bye.
I'm Jenny Landoff. Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, I'm AM and PM.
That's a great way to be.
Hallelujah. Hey, I listened yesterday. You were talking about that iPhone commercial with the chicken fat song.
Yeah, go you chicken fat, go.
Yes, and I wanted to, yeah, KTRS is the education station.
That's right.
And I wanted to bring everybody up to speed on that.
Now, Peon gave us an explanation, but I want to see if yours matches his.
Well, this is back from the early 60s,
yep.
By
John Kennedy.
School physical fitness thing by President Kennedy.
That's what he told us.
And he commissioned Meredith Willson on the heels of the success of The Music Man. With Robert Preston singing. And I remember doing that in my first couple years of school. I remembered that song.
Somehow I missed that. No, I'm serious. I don't remember ever hearing Go You Chicken Fat Go, but that's the same answer Peon found.
Yeah, they pulled it out, all these little 6-7-year-old kids lined up in the gymnasium, and they put this thing on. Okay, touch your toes, blow, you know, all this kind of stuff. It was interesting.
So they must be trying to market this new phone with all the health stuff to boomers.
Oh, of course they are.
Because no kid in their, you know, 20s
No, they're
know.
Not going to care about
yeah.
that. You're exactly right. Jim, I'm guessing you're 50, 60, somewhere in there.
Mid-50s.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. That's exactly who they're targeting it to. All right, Paul,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay, no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Greg.
What I remember is... civil defense drills, they had us drill for a nuclear attack and radiation. And there were all these civil defense signs. And they, what's so stupid, they'd have you get under your desk. Well, radiation is going to get under your desk. It's not like it falls like dust or something and just straight down and lands on the floor. A little business. We're going to go back, take some more calls. This is going to be a good day, I can tell. We don't care what you ask us. Ask us anything you want to. Mark and Jason, we've talked about them for, I'm not good with the timeline thing, at least 15 years. I talked to Mark Reardon again this morning. I talk to Mark Reardon quite often, obviously. And I can't go into detail as to why, because I'm not allowed to tell you how much money of mine he works with, what he does with it. I can't do that. But I can tell you, here's what you should probably be able to deduct from what I'm telling you, is that, yes, I work with him. And that if I weren't happy with him, I wouldn't be. A nice talk this morning. And his partner, Jason Becker, and he have been with Stifel-Nicolaus for 27 years. They do very well. But they do well because they know what they're doing. They're good at what they do. They're financial advisors. They get a lot of very happy customers. That's about all I can say without breaking some, you know, Securities and Exchange Commission rules or something. What I would ask you to do is this. You have $25,000 or more. You can have it in anything. Mutual funds, 401, whatever. It can all be in a CD. But if you have $25,000 or more, set up a meeting with them. Meet them. Get to know them a little. They're going to ask you some questions. You ask them some questions. You don't even have to share with them what you're doing with it currently. They may want to know. You may already have a financial advisor. You don't have to tell them who that is, but compare what they have to say with what your current advisor has to say and see which makes more sense. They might turn out to be almost the same advice, which means you've already done something right. And what I like about these guys is they'll tell you that we've done really well with this money, especially you folks who are changing jobs. You got to roll that stuff over. Get with somebody who knows how to do that right so Uncle Sam can't take a big bite out of it, because that's what they like to do up in Washington. They like to grab as much of your money as you can. I think this whole estate death tax thing should be a sin. It's theft. It's stealing. You know, when you make money and you pay taxes on it, what's left over should be yours and your kids. No, not in this country. They want to tax you again on it. There are lawyers and estate people and, you know, people that do wills who can help you with all that stuff. But you're also going to get a lot of good advice from Mark and Jason. Here's the website. Everything you need is there. The phone number to set up that meeting, which won't cost you anything. And the rest is up to you. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our first check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a report of a multi-vehicle accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 after Cave Springs. I saw things were running slow there. It looks like things are running pretty well. Now, the baseball traffic is let out, so westbound 40, you are really slowing down now from, it looks like, Jefferson out through Grand and Vandeventer. Then you have stop-and-go traffic again, Kings Highway through McCausland. Once you get beyond that, it's a pretty good run until you hit the Boone Bridge and you're slow there. On southbound 270, it's just a little bit of volume that's starting to build now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
As the radio announcer for Missouri Baptist, I could tell you how the ER at MoBAP is quicker. But instead, let me introduce you to Walter.
Dear MoBAP, I had the occasion to visit your emergency room recently after I took a fall while cleaning out my gutters. I must say, I was impressed with the whole operation. I saw a triage nurse almost immediately upon my arrival. The doctors and nurses that followed were thorough and compassionate, and the calm and caring staff made my whole visit go smoothly. The entire department ran just like clockwork. But that's not what impressed me the most. You making sure I didn't miss my granddaughter's piano recital. That impressed me. Thanks, MoBAP.
The ER at Missouri Baptist. Faster, smarter, better, and quicker. Member BJC Healthcare.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Well, how about less than 50 cents a day? That's how little it could cost Alan for a 10-year, $400,000 policy through SelectQuote. Alan is a 29-year-old father in excellent health, and he's just one of hundreds of people we find affordable life insurance for every week. I'm Harold Harse, a SelectQuote agent. Like you, if something happened to me, my family would be in big trouble. That's why I have life insurance, and that's why everyone at SelectQuote will go to bat for you to get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Make that call. Sleep well tonight.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career. So it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We develop predictable yet flexible retirement income plans for our clients, allowing them to spend with confidence while they maintain their lifestyle and follow their dreams during retirement. I realize many of you have had a good year, but if you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be time to reevaluate your goals and the purpose of your money. We have investment alternatives that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Even if you're just a little curious, give me a call, 314-909-1116. Again, that's 314-909-1116.
Guys, an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Laurie Heiser is a licensed insurance representative. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes. Truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com.
It's food. It's food. It's drinks. It's drinks. It's the World Cup. It's Estancia Mexican Restaurant in Chesterfield. Now your home for World Cup matches. Estancia Mexican Restaurant is the perfect place to take it all in. Estancia is known for their southwestern ambiance, their south-of-the-border dishes, and now a great place to take in the World Cup matches. That's Estancia Mexican Restaurant on Chesterfield Airport Road. For more, go to EstanciaSTL.com.
The garage floor, a foundation for the cardboard you lie on. Under your car, wrench in hand, a place to rest a cold beverage and put Saturday to good use. So Advance Auto Parts lets you order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes. So you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com to learn more.
This Saturday and Sunday, get a Sealy Posturepedic Queen Set for just $398 and 0% APR for 5 years. Saturday and Sunday only at Mattress Firm.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free every Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
I recognize this. This is one of Cher's latest albums. I was going to play you folks something I did 10 years ago, and I've never heard it. Did it 10 years ago, have never heard it, and somebody sent it to me, an audio, the clip of something I did 10 years ago, and it was, normally I don't listen to anything I've ever done, but I have to say I got kind of a kick out of it. I'll save it because we have a lot of calls, but we will play it, even if it's after Dr. Doug today. We'll play it. Don't forget, he's coming in after the news next hour. So if you have pets, get ready to call. Talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Right now, we're going to talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Frank. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank, I live down in Jackson, Missouri. It's pretty close to Cape Girardeau.
Well, I can tell from the way you talk that you do.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I used to live in Bloomfield, Missouri, which is even farther down south, and we've got a federal reserve down there called Mingo. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's just a federal wildlife management place.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a buddy of mine about 2 years ago was riding around just kind of looking at the wildlife, and there was a worker down there pulled off the side of the gravel road, and he stopped us and motioned us over there. And he said, come here, I got to show you guys this. And we looked off in the water. There's a bunch of little side ditches over there, everywhere you look. And there was a ball bigger than a basketball, not as big as a like a beach ball.
Right.
But it was a ball of cottonmouth snakes.
All just kind of jumbled up together?
All in it. And he told me that's mating season. That's the way they mate.
Well, that sounds like more than mating. That sounds like an orgy.
Yeah.
That's like a snake orgy.
Snake bang.
Oh, my God. It was the scariest thing I ever saw, and I had nightmares for years after that.
How big were the snakes? Like an inch?
Well, you know, they were all different sizes. I think there was a couple that were probably, I'd say 2 inches in diameter, but you couldn't really tell the length of them because they were just all rolled up.
Wow. There's Dan showing everybody what 2 inches looks like. I've never seen anything like that. The only thing close, when I was a kid, we thought we were going to dig a cave. When you're a boy, you think in your mind you're going to dig to China. We tried one time to dig to China, and then we built a fort, built a treehouse, and we were going to dig a cave out of a bank. And we got to a certain point, and a bunch of baby rattlesnakes fell out of the top of where we had cut out, just fell straight down. But they were baby rattlesnakes. And that's one of the few times I've ever actually seen. That was Tennessee, so it's further south. But
yeah, but I think they're still poisonous even when they're babies.
Oh, I would imagine they are. But I don't know how common rattlesnakes are in Missouri. So obviously, southern Missouri. But
down where we're at, they're around the hills and things like that. There's several. I don't see too many around here.
Well, here's the other thing people forget about. It's very rare for somebody to die in this country from a snake bite. The numbers are astonishingly small. Like a couple of people a year or less that die from snake bites. But still, if I see a snake, and I look, I'm not a, ooh, there's a spider. I'm not one of those guys. But a snake is still a snake to me, and I know that black snakes are good and chicken snakes or rat snakes are good. I know that. It's still a snake, and I just as soon kind
even
of...
Even if I know it's not poisonous, I still don't want to get bitten. You just don't want to... It's something that can bite you with
I know, and I've been bitten by non-poisonous snakes, and nothing happened. But it's still... They clamp down pretty good.
Yeah.
And I know better than to kill a black snake, but if it's questionable, and I think that could be a copperhead, I'm going to grab a shotgun and blow its head off. I don't know. I just don't want that thing around my house. Okay, so where's that place again?
It's Mingo. It's over toward Plaxico, Missouri.
Mingo. Watch for the cottonmouths. Cottonmouth and water moccasin are the same snake, I believe,
exactly.
Right? Okay.
Right.
And they are easy. Once they open their mouths, honest to goodness, it's snow white. It's like cotton.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell.
They stink real bad, too.
Really? You got that close? You get close enough for that?
Oh, yeah. You can tell when they're around.
Well, good. They need to do something to warn you. Steve, thanks
for your time, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Now, see, he thanked me for my time because he knows we're busy.
Yep.
We're very busy.
Time is money.
And for us to take time out and take a call, it's a big deal. Let's talk to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, is this Open Line Wednesday?
Well, hang on a minute. I'll check. yes, it is.
Well, then I'm Amen to PM.
All right. Hallelujah. What's
up? I got two questions and one comment.
All right.
Question, first of all, where can your joke CD be purchased?
From me. But you don't purchase it. I just give it to you.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were for sale, possibly.
They were. They were for sale. We've got a few at the front desk from 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, secondly, did you happen to see the last episode of Fargo?
Oh, absolutely I did.
I mean, did you watch it?
Yes. I watched it last night.
I didn't. I just got a tape. Was it worth it?
Yes.
That is the conclusion of the whole thing, right?
Yeah. They now say they may bring it back next year with different people. It was just going to be a one-season thing, but because done so well, they're going to bring it back. I don't want to tell you too much, but the characters won't be able to return, okay? Some will, but I was not disappointed with the conclusion last night.
Okay. Well, Frank, I know how you like everything to, people to be grammatically correct.
Well, I like for myself to be, too, but I'm not always correct.
That's why I'm calling to possibly correct you. You may have been right, but then again, you may have been wrong.
It could be possible either way.
When you were doing your commercial for Mark and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You said, in one sentence, you said the word, I think you might deduct that, and I think you meant to use the word, or you should have possibly used the word, I think you would deduce that.
You're absolutely right. A deduction comes from when you deduce something.
Right.
You're right.
Like if you were having relations with a woman of small stature and you were of big stature, she might say, would you please deduct yourself or subtract yourself from me?
You're right. You would deduce it. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Well, I would just call. I wanted to make sure that we had.
No, stay on me. Police me every chance you get.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Now it's my turn. I'm going to get Jim. I'll catch him saying it is Tom's turn. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hey, the guy that called in earlier should have called the problem solvers about the T-shirts because his wife is smarter than him, and the reason is when you turn them in. Turn them inside out or whatever, If you turn them inside out, what it does is, and you put them in the dryer, it stops the print from cracking and destroying it.
So it's a dryer issue, not a washing issue.
Right. It's when you turn them inside out, even if you wash them and you put them in the dryer, it will not crack the print on them.
Yeah. Okay, I misunderstood. I thought he said you had to wash them inside out, too. I
you usually
do. Yeah, I mean, you can wash them inside out. I usually do mine like that, and I stick it in the dryer.
Well, I'm not going to do either one because I'm married. That's what women do.
Really?
That's a woman's
work. What?
I'm not going to do either one because I'm married. That's a woman's work.
Well, yes, yes. I mean, he thought that she was making a mistake by what the hell is you doing turning my damn shirts inside out. And, you know, and
no,
she's a smart one because she's stopping his shirts from getting run and the print cracking on them.
Well, I don't doubt that's true. I'm with her and with you. I think that's probably correct.
And plus the deal with his kids cramming the dishes in the dishwasher, I can understand that because they must think it's a washing machine or something.
Yeah, well.
You know, just throwing dishes on there and piling them up, that ain't going to work.
No, live and learn. Live and learn.
Hey, now, you're talking about snakes, not my snake, but you're talking about black snakes don't bite?
No, they bite. I've been bitten.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, they bite.
I know a friend of mine went out there at Bush's Wildlife one time. We was going down the road, and this big old thing, he must have been 8 foot long.
No, they get
he
big.
He got out of the car and tried to catch this thing by the tail.
Yeah.
And I said, are you nuts?
Well, you
people
can,
I would not touch snakes. I don't even like boas. I mean, I had a friend that had one at his house, and I don't know because they shed or something, it's feeding time. But I got up by this cage, and this boa had jumped up to the cage at the screen, and thank God it had a screen on because it was going to bite me.
Well, and it's got strong jaws, and I've handled lots of snakes, and you can pick up a black snake by the tail, but you better know how to do it.
Okay.
You can do it. The best way to grab is behind the neck. Pin them down and grab them behind the head. You get it behind the head, it can't do anything. The tail will whip around on you, but they can't do anything because you've got it behind the head.
Okay, but yeah, so best thing is wrap his tail around you?
Well, he can wrap his tail around you, but it's a black snake, so he's going to squeeze you to death.
Oh, shit.
He's not strong enough for that. Tom, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank.
Tom, not interested in touching any snake. I don't blame him. The other interesting thing for people who've never touched a snake, they expect it to be slimy. It's not slimy at all.
No.
There's nothing slimy about it. It's a really interesting sort of texture because it's not, you know, rough, scaly, and it's not slimy. You can't really describe it. It's not wet. You know how you'd expect sort of be slippery?
Because
they'll call snakes slithery. And so they're not slippery. And I've never understood how a snake moves. You see a snake on the ground and no legs, no flippers, no. It's just the contraction of all these muscles. And
How about those sidewinder snakes?
Oh,
those things can fly.
that to me is one of the most amazing things, that a snake can move as fast as it can with just a belly. A long belly. The whole bottom of the thing is one big belly. One quick. Can we do a quick one? No time. He says no time. We don't have any time. I just looked. American Equity Mortgage. And I'll never want to slight them. That's the longest running advertiser we have. 22 years and counting. 52 weeks a year. All those years. A number that's the same number since day one. 314-878-9999. Got some other numbers that are similar, but they're not American Equity Mortgage. And when you hear another mortgage company say something like, well, we've been here 14 years, why would you go anywhere else? Laugh out loud in your car. Because American Equity's been around a lot longer than that. Yeah, there's a listener now laughing. So if 14 years is a big deal, wow, 22 years is even a bigger deal. All the more reason to go to American Equity Mortgage. You want a mortgage? Tired of being a renter? American Equity Mortgage. You have a mortgage? Want to use that equity to borrow money the smart way? American Equity Mortgage. Their website is AmericanEquity.com. And their number, not to be confused with any other number that's similar, 314-878-9999.
Already some problems out there. Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident eastbound 70 after Cave Springs, so everything running well there. But on the baseball traffic, you've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Jefferson out through McCausland. We're slow again, 270 through Mason, long road to the Boone Bridge. And then westbound 70 is just heavy through that area, Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound 270 now, McDonald through 170. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Our speaker's on out here.
I think so, yeah.
Mr. Security Guard, can you hear me out there? Mr. Security Guard in a white shirt? Turn around and wave in the window if you can hear me. Yes, you, Mr. Security Guard. Look behind you.
Yeah, there he is.
Go.
Hey.
There you go. How are you?
Yeah. He was wondering who was talking.
You know, he looks like Dan Dierdorf.
Yeah, oh.
He looks just like Dan Dierdorf. Is it Dan Dierdorf? Are you Dan?
No, he's saying no.
No, you're not Dan Dierdorf? I think it is. I think Dan.
Oh, he's saying Dan was maybe a little taller.
Yeah, but Dan had his knees done or something. You can shorten yourself you do that.
Yeah.
I think it's Dan. I think Dan Dierdorf is a security guy here. All right. Good to see you, Dan. Seriously, did you get a good look at him? He's better looking than Dan.
Right.
But still, there's a similar.
Resemblance.
Dan only wishes he looks as good as this guy. AT&T U-verse. I don't have it because I can't get it. They don't run it where I am. Dan has it, and he loves it. It's a fiber optic way to get all your programming. And for those of you who love college sports, you're going to love this. August 14th. The SEC Network is available. You can watch it at home. You can watch it on your smartphone. You can watch it on your tablet. You can go outside and watch it. You will have an all-access pass to the Southeastern Conference. And you're talking about 1,000 exclusive live events, including 45 football games. You don't have to connect to a TV outlet. You can barbecue. You can set that tablet or iPad or whatever it is right on the barbecue grill and watch it. And then if you want to record other things because you're watching, let's say, a college sporting event, go ahead and record the other stuff because you can record up to 4 shows with their home DVR while you're watching something else. You want to know more? Go to att.com/SEC Network. 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. officials are still